Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An exciting mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the enduring voice of reason, Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona is on social media. Dylan's reading the news. Today, we're going to speak with Adam Bant, David Davis MP, Emeritus Professor Judith Brett, and Nick Demopoulos. Good morning, Tass.
Macca, good morning, and welcome back to Joy.
Thank you.
You had last week off, of course.
I did, and I listened in to the show, almost all of the show, driving back from Sydney.
I knew you would, Macca, and I was expecting an ongoing critique from you. But the truth is we got a fantastic set of critiques from our listeners.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the screen was absolutely full of feedback,
yeah.
And most of it was actually very engaging. I wouldn't say necessarily positive, but it was certainly very engaging and demonstrated to me that sometimes, Macca, we do strike a chord with our listeners. Sometimes.
Indeed. And, radio shows are like opinions. Everyone has one.
Well, that's right. Now, how are you, Macca?
I'm very good. Look, I wanted to talk about the legal octopus.
The legal octopus.
Otherwise known as Dyson Hayden, the man of many hands.
Oh, you're doing your op-ed up front.
No, I'm not. No, I just wanted to say I think the allegations that were made in the inquiry that was held by the High Court, as well as what's come out today, what an appalling person you are, Dyson. What an absolutely appalling person. Didn't your mother tell you to keep your hands to yourself? Seriously. What an appalling, appalling person. There's allegations this morning that while he was the Trade Union Royal Commissioner, don't forget, appointed to that role by Tony Abbott. What is it about Tony Abbott and appointing people or supporting people that have allegations of sexual abuse against them? What is it? Is there a theme there? I don't get it.
Your guess is as good as mine, Macca.
Look, I really don't.
The world's a funny place at the moment, Macca.
So, Dirty Dyson or Hansy Hayden, whichever name you prefer, I think you're an absolutely appalling person, and I hope that the request by the ACT Attorney General is acted on by the police to investigate you. I'm beyond disgusted with the behaviour. I'm just beyond disgusted. And this is the highest court in the land. This is the court that is supposed to set the scene.
Do you know, Macca?
Set the tenor of the
debate.
There
was a very interesting point that Bronwyn Pike made yesterday following a conversation that we had with John Pesutto about branch stacking.
Yep.
And the point that she made was that there is an increasing expectation in our community that our community leaders, that their private life is aligned with their public life. That the way that they behave privately, you behave in public the same as you do privately. Exactly. And I think that this is an example where perhaps what happened privately and what happens publicly were not aligned.
Mm.
And I think that our community is more and more and more expecting that people behave appropriately always.
And this also brings into question, Tass.
It's why I give you a hard time when you make jokes that I think are inappropriate, mate.
Well, yeah, and but and
in I, my in our private conversations,
in our private conversations, and I accept that, and more often than not, I do that on the basis of winding you up, and it always works. But it's actually, I want to judge people. Sorry, not judge. That's the wrong word. I think the best way to form an opinion of someone is what their deeds are and what they've done and how they've done it. And part of that is their private life versus their public life. And when the two merge, or when they actually are driven apart, when the private behaviour is different to the public behaviour, and I agree with Bronwyn, that we have an expectation that people will behave the same, well, I do, publicly as they do privately.
Mm.
And, the instances of branch stacking in every political party, whether it be the Nationals, whether it be the Greens, whether it be Labor, whether it be the Liberals, it's actually what those people are doing is they are snubbing their nose at democracy.
I agree.
And, they should be, in my opinion, people that do that, they don't belong in positions of trust in a political party. They should be banned for life.
Well, that's precisely what our Premier has done with one of his now former ministers.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. We always love to hear your thoughts or your feedback on our comments, or just ask us a question.
And I want to ask people, do they believe Donald Trump can... No, question number one, can win the US election? And question number two is...
I asked Macca that question before we came on air.
Do they think he will?
Well, what do you think, Macca? Do you think that he will?
I think he can.
You were playing hedging your bets earlier.
I think he can. I think he can. My fear is that he will.
Macca, I just want to say I am alarmed at what's occurring in Victoria at the moment.
Oh, well, how can it be, Tass, you go into quarantine, and I'm talking about in hotel. You've come back from overseas or you've come from somewhere else. I think it's only from overseas currently in Victoria. And 30% of the people in quarantine refuse to be tested. Okay? Very simple. And the chief medical officer have the power to do this. If you don't agree to be tested, that's your right, but enjoy your life in quarantine, because you will not, as of Friday, you won't be let out. You will stay in quarantine until you've tested, until we know your status.
Has that been announced as a direction?
The federal government have, the chief medical officer has said that.
He signalled it. But
he signalled it, and okay.
Will it happen? Or
well, let me say this. Any state government that doesn't implement that, they are not worthy of our support. And the people who are in quarantine and don't agree to get tested, that's fine. Enjoy your life in quarantine, because you should not be let out.
So, Macca, I'm concerned. Hope you enjoy that. I'm concerned that 10 days ago the state was feeling buoyant. People were feeling like, the cloud's about to lift. You could feel it on the streets. You could feel it in the shops. Come last Saturday, we had an announcement from the Premier. All of a sudden, the cloud reappeared, and there is a real sense that things are actually taking a nosedive. Look, I think we need to put that in perspective, which is what I've heard the Prime Minister say. We're not in the US. 40,000 people got infected overnight US. There are still 1,000 people a day dying in the US.
Mm.
We had one death in the last couple of weeks.
And, Tess, I think this is part of the challenge, is because we haven't seen the level of infection, the level of deaths that we have that has been in other countries, that allows people to think this is not serious.
Suppression and has worked, Macca.
It has, but, you know, one interesting fact, the COVID-19 app has not actually identified any transmission yet. You know that, Taz?
I do know that, Macca. I have been following it very closely.
It's been about as effective as an ashtray on a motorbike.
You've never asked me my opinion on the app. You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Taz, and I think Macca was meant to do that, and he got distracted by a message from Elle from Elwood. Elle says, Macca, you are right. We are becoming complacent, as had our state government. Thank you for your comment, Elle.
Well, I think we have become complacent. And
Do you think our government's become complacent, Macca?
I think the regime around the security and the hygiene in the quarantine hotels has been slack. I think it's been slack.
I actually don't know.
No. Well,
I can't comment on that. What I can tell you is that when I go to the beach, I see hordes of police and PSOs.
But you don't see hordes of police and PSOs at the hotels.
Well, I haven't been to a hotel.
No. There's one
because there's no place for me to go to a hotel.
No.
You see? I mean, I literally walk from home to the park, to the supermarket, to the beach and back home again. Yes. And that's as far as I go.
That's right.
Apart from now, for the last 4 weeks, once a week I'm able to come into the studio, which I absolutely
like. Right.
Mind you, this morning I had my partner literally chasing me down the stairs and literally out the house, demanding that I put on a mask and wear gloves as I entered the tram, but I didn't do those.
You couldn't get the right colour match?
Well, because the... No, Macca. I mean, gloves do come in blue and so do masks, Macca, and blue is my colour. But no, that's not why I didn't. I didn't because I am taking all the right precautions.
Yes, same here.
And I'm keeping a physical distance. I'm not touching things. I'm avoiding touching my face. I sanitize regularly as I came into this studio and again before I actually came on air. So I'm putting in place all the right procedures. If I'm sounding a bit hoarsey today, it's not because I've got a cold.
It's a wet throat.
It's because I actually had a late night, Macca.
Oh, did you?
I did, Macca, because the 26th of June...
That's a very important day.
...is a very important day because I actually used to know 5 people who had their birthday. Now I only know 4.
Okay.
One of those died many years ago, actually turns out 13 years ago, which surprised me.
Who I knew that person too.
You knew that person
I knew
as well.
Them quite well.
One of the other people who celebrates their birthday yesterday is yourself, Macca.
That's right.
Happy birthday to you, Macca.
Happy birthday to me, yes. Yes.
How old were you, Macca?
62.
No.
Well, how fortunate is that, Macca? Well, how fortunate
what, that I've lived for 62 years.
Well, exactly right. Yes. I mean, you know, you could have been dead at 60.
I could have.
But you're not. You're alive.
I could have been at my 40th birthday party. I could have been dead.
Okay, now we've had a message here from 555 who says, I heard a rumour of a guy on Grindr working as a security guard at one of the quarantine hotels, hooking up with people in the hotel, screenshot on Facebook stating he was on level 14.
So is that the floor or level 14 of playing around?
Ooh.
Mm.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, so I think the security and the PPE and everything regime around the quarantine hotels in Victoria has been slack. And I base that on information I've received, what I've observed, and, yeah.
Macca, what's been the advice on casual sex in the context of COVID?
From Thorn Harbour Health is don't have it.
Right. And how are the...
If you're a High Court judge, that wouldn't apply.
How are the apps responding to those? Do you have a sense of it? Because I'm not on any of
Well,
the
I'm
apps,
not actually on them either. I don't know. We'll have to ask our listeners if there's still the same level of activity, if there's the same level of community outreach.
Well, 555 must be on Grindr. No, you heard a rumour of But if anybody out there knows what's happening on the apps, please let us know. I'd be very interested. But we might actually ask Simon Ruth in.
Yeah.
For a bit of a conversation. What's the
feedback?
About this.
He said the feedback has been quite robust in the past from people around this issue.
One of my neighbours did the other day say that he enjoyed a foursome recently.
Oh.
What, in the park? And I asked him when, and he did say it was in February, so it was pre-COVID.
Oh, okay.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.